Sully says every week from wherever you may be listening, this is iHeartRadio, and this is Limper Tech with Rick and Sully. And Sully is otherwise occupied this weekend. He's involved with the St. Baldrick's Foundation here as we head into St. Patrick's Day weekend. St. Baldrick's shaving heads for a great cause. Sully was one of his passions, one of his great charities, and he's taking care of that this morning. So you're stuck with just me this morning, and this is Rick, and back from a great trip this week to Florida's historic coast. So Florida's historic coast is the area just south of Jacksonville, St. Augustine, Ponte Vedra, and those beach communities there. A busy time of the week, a busy time of the year in the Florida's historic coast. The Players Championship Golf is going on, spring break activities, bike week, and just a lot of people in general enjoying the nice weather and all the things to do there in Florida's historic coast. So if Sully was here, he'd kind of ask me about some of the basics of Florida's historic coast, and I'd point him in the direction, and you in the direction of floridashistoriccoast.com, the website. So takes you on a virtual visit to St. Augustine, Ponte Vedra Beach, the beaches, and you can learn it's more than just a getaway. It's a vacation that's easily reachable, but when you're there, you feel really relaxed, and you feel like you're a world away. Old world charm, as we're all familiar with in St. Augustine, a great community, great dining, art, culture, sports, entertainment after dark, so much to do. You're going to want to stay for longer than a weekend. That's how long there is to do. It's a great area of the country in Florida, and it's kind of outside the huge big cities in Florida, the tourist attractions. So you definitely will have a lot of time to relax and enjoy and have a lot of things to do. So the first thing I did on this last visit was the Players Championship, which is one of the big golf tournaments each year. It's the fifth major, and a lot of technology involved with the Players Championship this year. There were 8 high-def cameras covering every angle of the famous par 3 17th hole. And again, the weather was great. Enjoyed being there. All the best golfers in the world, able to see kind of how the golf course is covered. The tournament is covered from a fan's perspective and from someone that works in the media. So I had a media pass, and I just really enjoyed Sawgrass, TPC Sawgrass, that whole community down there, and just realized how important golf is to the community. So we'll have a Tech of Sports coming up, talking more about the golf and such. The Players Championship should be a great finish to the tournament, and enjoyed the nice weather. So to kind of go along with that, it's also the home down there in St. Augustine of the World Golf Hall of Fame. WorldGolfHallOfFame.org exhibits incorporating technology, including a Golfzon golf simulator for visitors to hit balls right in the Hall of Fame. It's located in the World Golf Village, a popular part of St. Augustine, Florida. There's shops, there's restaurants, and supported by golf organizations from all over the world. So it really is an international Hall of Fame, honoring the best golfers from around the world. So check that out. If you're a fan of golf, even if you're not a fan of golf, I think you'll appreciate kind of the history of golf and how everything's laid out there at the World Golf Hall of Fame. If you're looking to get away from sports and away from golf for a little bit, really enjoyed my visit to the St. Augustine Alligator Farm Zoological Park, alligatorfarm.com. I'll put the links in the show notes. This is an old running attraction here, over 100 years in St. Augustine. So alligators, crocodiles, other reptiles, mammals, great collection of birds, and then exhibits and shows that really go on to showcase these great animals. Conservation, research, and zip lines are some of the highlights there. You can really get close to the animals. Photographers were everywhere. Great photo opportunities, and really easily navigate this park to get around. You can spend a whole day there easy and probably not see everything. So as with animals, you never know what you're going to see. The exhibits change every minute, and every visit is unique. So the St. Augustine Alligator Farm Zoological Park, I had never been before and just really enjoyed that visit to the park. Sully would ask me about if I'm a big distillery fan. St. Augustine, joining many cities around the country, having these distilleries pop up, St. Augustine has some of the best, and the St. Augustine Distillery had a great restaurant located right within its walls. It's called the Ice Plant. And we had lunch there, great food, farm-to-table, fresh food, local seafood that's sourced, vegetarian options, daily specials. And it's in an old building that used to be an ice plant. That's where they got the name from. Ice, very important to those making alcoholic beverages and selling those. And St. Augustine Distillery does that. I give a great tour, and then you're available to go through a gift shop and buy any of the goods or items that kind of interest you or maybe you've tried along the visit. So just a great visit there to the Florida's historic coast. Ari Sully couldn't join me to talk about it this week. We're heading into a big basketball week here, March Madness. I always give the 411 on to download the March Madness live app. There's a new one out now for 2019, just in time for all the basketball to be played over the next month. You can watch the games, get all the stats, highlights, follow the players, keep your track of your brackets. March Madness live app, Android, iOS, and if you're a basketball fan, you'll know that this app is definitely worth a download and worth a follow. So great visit to Florida this week, Florida's historic coast, and also a big week of basketball here on tap as March Madness gets underway. So thanks for joining us on Limpertech this week, and we'll talk to you again soon.